now entering a critical thinking zone. Thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for Critical Thinking.
Good Thursday to you all. Andrew Coppins, Pat Oney alongside you on this journey through critical thinking. We've got two topics today on a deep dive Thursday. Of course, we'll have the B or not the B. Do not forget, you can follow us on social media. I'm at The Coppins Show. He's at The Pat Oney Show. You would know that if you were watching this show on the Rumble page, rumble.com/critical thinking. Thank you to each and every one of you. We've almost hit the 100 subscriber mark. So goal for the weekend. Tell your neighbor about the show. Tell them they can go to the Rumble. Subscribe to the Rumble page. Let's get to that 100 subscriber mark. That is a good benchmark. It is a great benchmark for the program. But yeah, let's get to that 100 subscriber mark on Rumble. All right. All of that out of the way. Of course, you know, you're listening on podcast. I have already found us. And if this is your first time, make sure you're subscribing, you're rating, you're reviewing, you're doing all of your due diligence for the program. But we have a deep dive Thursday. Before we get into the two big topics at hand, Putin speaks to Russia, and the New York Attorney General files a civil suit against Donald Trump. There's two other stories that we briefly have to cover here, Pat, because I want you to be aware of what we are up against in not just the 2022 election, but in terms of society in general. The absolute gaslighting, right? And I talked about this on Twitter, right? President Joseph Marionette Biden gets on Twitter, I think it was yesterday or the day before, talking about how families are saving $140 from the peak of the gas hike, right? Gas price hike. Now, Pat, correct me if I'm wrong. If you took in $50,000 in year one and you spent $5,000 on gas, right? Then in year two, you still made $50,000 and you spent $10,000 on gas in the year. And then in year three, you still spent or still took in $50,000 and you spent $7,500 on gas.
That's not savings.
You have spent more money each of the past 2 years. I just, like, the absolute and literal, in this case, gaslighting. He is literally gaslighting us over gas. I don't understand it, Pat. I
see what you did there. Mm-hmm.
It's literal gaslighting, not just figurative gaslighting us. This White House has to be the most discombobulated, dumbest, or most intentionally stupid White House of all time. And I'm not sure which one of the latter two this is, if they're just stupid or if this is part of the plan. To drive the chaos, to drive the insanity, to make you think you're stupid, right? And while they're doing this, the transformation of this country from a real republic into an autocratic dictatorship is in front of us.
Can it be both? Is it possible to be both?
No, because if you are doing this intentionally, that means you are smart. You have a plan in place. Now, to present to you part of the case regarding this might be not intentional, I bring you this video, Pat.
Mr. President, thank you. At the end of such a momentous event, the word thank you seems kind of inadequate. But for all the millions whose lives will be saved, for the communities where life will be transformed. Thank you. So thank you, President Biden, for your outstanding.
What did I just watch? I mean, he first of all, he walks over there like a really old man.
Because he is a really old man.
And has, like, what, I guess there's no stairs there? Was he supposed to stay up on stage at the podium while the other person spoke? Like, what the hell was happening there?
So again, I present to you that on the backdrop of, are they dumb or is this intentional?
Is this intentional, and is he, and what kind of cognitive impairment does he have?
Well, we don't know because they're not going to tell us, right?
And well, I know.
And if honest to God, Pat, if I were to be running the broader Team GOP strategy for 2022, heading into the 2024 election cycle, there are three things that I would be talking about. Number one is schools, because that is a literal kitchen table thing, right? If you are a parent, schools matter to you, okay? So that's number one. I would be talking about making sure that schools are a place of learning, not social indoctrination. That we're going to emphasize teaching how to think, not what to think, okay? And I would go down those roads. There, the second prong would be economic. And I would be pointing out the role of government in inflation, and I would be speaking truth to the American people that, yes, we do have a role in government to play, and that role is reducing our spending. That role is reducing the amount of money we circulate into the economy. Our goal would be to lower eventually the Fed interest rate, but we might be in for some bumpy times ahead. If you can just be honest, you can win in that category. And then third is very simple. You don't focus on Donald Trump. You don't focus in on the things that are happening there. You focus like a laser on, we will demand, get to the bottom of, and understand the President of the United States' cognitive ability and his ability to function and do the job, because the reality seems to be that he is not here. Therefore, the question is, whom is controlling the levers of power? And when you look backwards, right, and I think you are too young to remember this, but when Ronald Reagan was running for and coming to the end of his second term as president of the United States, a lot of people were talking about Alzheimer's and is he cognitively impaired? Can he do it? 25th Amendment, blah, blah, blah. Nancy Reagan's just really running the show, blah, 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 blah. I remember those days. I remember them because they were right. If he is suffering from dementia related to Alzheimer's, if he is suffering from cognitive impairment, and we are seeing somebody being propped up by somebody else who is unelected, by the way, they should be removed from office. It's just that simple. It's why John Fetterman, the Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, belongs nowhere near the halls of Congress and the Senate because of the stroke that he suffered and his cognitive impairment, and not to mention his physical issues. The physical and mental toll that these types of positions take on the human body are astronomical. I mean, you just look at a picture of Barack Obama from the final days of the campaign in 2004, right? To when he, what?
2008.
Or 2008, excuse me, yeah. 2008. To when he ran for re-election, not just at the end of his presidency, but by the time his first term in office was over. Take a look at how much he aged. And you tell me that somebody who is cognitively impaired, So again, I am running on schools, the economy, and we are going to investigate and demand that anybody who has that level of cognitive impairment be disqualified from office.
You know, that all sounds wonderful and great.
Team GOP won't do it.
No, I have no faith that Team GOP will do that, because they will screw the pooch again and again and again, and will be in the same position that we are now, if not worse.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I said this is what I would do to win. I didn't say that's what they were going to do.
No, because they're idiots.
Speaking of idiots, Pat.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body away from her.
What? She did not just say that a heartbeat doesn't exist after 6 weeks?
So it can't be heard, is what her claim was, Pat. It's a manufactured sound on an ultrasound at 6 weeks.
I'm sorry. Did she take over the science trademark and the truth trademark from our Lord, Savior, President, Dr. Anthony Fauci? Did she do that by chance?
No. No, Pat. No.
She can go to freaking hell.
Now, scientifically, she is also dead ass wrong. According to the Lozern Institute and AmericanPregnancy.org, wait for this. From Lozern Institute, a preborn baby's heart is actively beating at 6 weeks and will have already beat nearly 16 million times by 15 weeks. In fact, at 6 weeks gestation, the baby's heart rate is about 98 beats a minute, which can be, wait for this, easily detected by ultrasound. Do I need to say it slower for the dumbass Stacey Abrams in the back?
How low must your standards be to even be considering Stacey Abrams for any kind of office?
By the way, Brian Kemp, who people that I know in Georgia are not the largest fan of, he's winning by 8 percentage points in the latest poll I saw.
Ooh.
And it's not the Trafalgar polling. So she about to get her ass kicked.
As she should.
Also, by the way, from AmericanPregnancy.org, in case you're wondering, generally from 6.5 to 7 weeks is the time when a heartbeat could be detected and viability can be assessed. Now, it also says here that a normal heartbeat at 6 to 7 weeks could be 90 to 110 beats a minute. The presence of an embryonic heartbeat is an ensuring sign of the health of the pregnancy at 6 weeks. So, quite literally, she's full of shit.
I mean, if we didn't know that before, we've been doing our jobs wrong, though, right?
I brought these up, Pat, on this Deep Dive Thursday, because I want people to understand what you are up against. You're not up against people who are obfuscating or spinning data to make their outlook rosier, right? We're not dealing with people who take a set of facts and choose to ignore one side of the facts while telling the good side of the facts, right? Whereas, you know, what we see with Biden is him trying to gaslight us on the economy and literally gaslight us on gasoline prices and all that stuff, right? I don't think most Americans who maybe people who aren't listening to a show like this, people who aren't listening to a Steve Dace or Glenn Beck or Dan Bongino even at times, although I have my issues with Dan Bongino. Mainly the biggest issue with Dan Bongino is the fact that he is the right's version of Chris Hayes at MSNBC, because he will carry the water for President Trump at any point in time. He will go down with that ship. I guarantee it, Pat. It's not about the truth. I'm sorry. For Dan Bongino, it's not. It's about sucking on the teat of Donald Trump. And he'll go down with that ship. We'll talk about that later. But my point in this is, for the regular Joes and Janes out there, are they aware of this? Do they understand the demonic force that they face? And more importantly, Pat, I'm going to put this question to you. I'm going to postulate this question to you. How do we, or what will make the vast majority of the general public who's not paying this much attention, pay this much attention? What is it going to take for them to understand that this isn't as simple as vote team GOP or vote Democrat? This is as simple as vote for demonic or protect yourself against it. And I'm not suggesting that a vote for team GOP is good necessarily. What I am saying is that your vote to keep these demonic folks, these horrifically demonic individuals taken over by the spirit of the age, keeping them out of any sort of levers of power in our society, is vitally important to saving what we believe to be the Republic of the United States of America. What will it take? Have the American people awoken, Pat? Or if not, what does it take for the regular Joe and Jane out there?
I mean, I don't know. That's a question that we're ever really going to truly be able to answer. I mean, we know the answer between the two of us.
What's that?
Well, we're already there. You know, it's not going to take, you and I don't need that great awakening because we talk about it all the time.
Right. So for the average Joe and Jane that are out there, right, the Jane and Joe, the average worker who's not paying attention, they've got a 12-hour-a-day job, right? And they're not,
right.
They don't got time for this, right? What will it take for them to wake up and understand that 12-hour-a-day job is going to be gone because you decided to go to church on Sunday and you weren't paying attention to the levers of power in your society that said going to church is bad? And you're going to get rounded up for it. What will it take for them to understand the forces that are at play in American society? That's what I'm asking you. I don't care about you and I. We already have that, and we've been that way for a very long time. For me, I've been that way for the vast majority of my life.
But my overall point, though, here is I don't know that people believe that. You know, that they're going to go to church and eventually be rounded up for their religious beliefs and convictions and how they carry themselves through society. I don't think a lot of people actually believe that.
Okay, so then my question to you is, what does it take for them to believe that? What does it take? Is it going to take them to actually physically have this happen? That's my point, right? Because I cannot give you any clearer evidence than the president of the United States literally gaslighting you on gas prices. That is a kitchen table, everyday thing. I can't tell you any clearer how demonic this is than giving you information on Vanderbilt's transgendered pediatric clinic, literally looking at your child as dollar signs, and they love being able to mutilate your child, with or without your permission, by the way, for profit. I can't tell you how much more demonic our society can get or is already than playing a tape in front of you of Stacey Abrams telling you that there's no such thing as a real heartbeat from a child at 6 weeks, except for all science tells us that, right? Literally. She is literally telling you a lie because it is the demonic nature of those in the pro-abortion movement. What will it take? That's my question. At the end of this day, what is it going to take? Because I refuse to believe that the American people are that they are willing to just allow demonic powers, the spirit of the age, to just take over. I refuse to believe that that is something the people of this country want. So if I'm talking, again, I'm not talking about you and I am talking about the average individual in America. You mean to tell me the average individual in America won't be awake to or won't understand the gender theory bullshit that goes through their school systems? They're not going to understand this. They're not awake to some of these things that are happening. I mean, I see more and more people awake. I don't see less people awake. But my point in all of this is, what the hell is it going to take?
I guess where I'm a little more cynical on this is, yes, there are more people awake. Don't get me wrong. But is it enough? And is,
right, but
is
I'm not asking about is it enough. I am asking what point. That's my point, Pat. What point? Well, where is the line that these people are willing to draw? Is it literally being rounded up? Is it how far are we going to have to go down this rabbit hole of the spirit of the age before they wake up? Or is it literally going to be, guess what, people? You're a moron and you won't listen when we told you that this was going to happen to you, but you just believed if you were a good little sheeple. Is that what it's going to take?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to, is I don't think anyone's going to have a clear answer on that. Honestly, there's still a lot of people out there that like, well, that'll never happen to me. And then until it does. And so what I'm ultimately getting at is, it's probably going to take being rounded up. It's probably going to take having things taken away that were rightfully yours.
Except for that's already happened, Pat. Look at the last 2 years of COVID, right? For the vast majority of people in this country, they own a small business. The vast majority of people are involved in small businesses, okay? Their businesses were taken away, stripped bare, just gone over the last 2 years. Their children's schools have demonstrated all of these things. And if you, by the way, I'm going to say this, I know I don't have kids, but if you are unawake to what the hell is actually happening in your child's school, you are a bad parent. I'm just going to tell you that, because that is the truth. If you are unavailable and unactive in your child's education, you're a bad parent. And that means, are you asking questions, active questions of your child? Are you demanding syllabuses or syllabi? Are you demanding to understand what they are being taught in the school? And more importantly, are you actively teaching some things to your child's or children at home? I'm just going to put that out there. So I wanted to play those two clips for people to understand this is what you're up against. And if you continue to just say, you know what, but yeah, Donald Trump is a bad human being. Yeah, he is. I don't like him. I think he is not a good person, right? I think he is, some cases, can be an authoritarian and a danger to America. But he also gets what we're up against. Because sometimes it's the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. Sometimes that is the case. In order to get you to steps B, C, D, E, and F, right? Down the trail of reviving liberty and making sure liberty is saved for another generation. But I also postulate this, Pat. For those of us who are awake, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to do? Because history tells us it doesn't take the majority of the American public, or any public, by the way, to make change, to bring about change. We're seeing that right now, today, with the people who have marched through the institutions. Do you think they're the majority in this country? Oh, hell no. But what are you willing to do? Look at Matt Walsh, what he is willing to endure, what he's willing to do. Look at, you know, all these people. Look at what we do every day. We put our jobs on the line every single day, coming out here and speaking truth and critically thinking. My point in all of this, Pat, is that either that minority stands up, fights, wins, or that silent group who didn't pay attention, they're going to lock, they're going to be made to pay attention when they get locked up for simple everyday occurrences in their life. Going to church, speaking ill of, you know, whoever's in power at that point. I don't think the American people understand the gravity of the decisions that are in front of them by the people who will say the things that Stacey Abrams has said, do the things that the people around the president of the United States have done and continue to do, propping up basically a total puppet of a president. And we are unwilling to demand better of the other side. The Democrat Party is culpable in all of this. I want people to understand that. The Democratic Party is interested only in power, apparently, right? Not doing the good thing, the right and righteous thing for the American people, for our republic, because the good, right, and righteous thing for the American republic, for the health of the future of this very nation, is that Joseph Marionette Biden is not the president going forward. He is not capable of doing this job. Not capable, period. They should automatically disqualify him. He should be made aware he is not to run in 2024. But do they care? No. Why? Because those who are in power, those who have positions of influence within the White House, within the levers of power of the Democratic apparatus, are what? Far leftists who have been hell-bent on destroying our Republican foundation for decades now. They finally reached the pinnacle, Pat. You think they're going to give that up? Hell no. It's why we see them hiding Hunter Biden in that story. It's why the FBI wouldn't touch it before the 2020 election. It had nothing to do with influencing an election. It had everything to do with influencing the amount of power that they could leverage going forward. Again, devil you know is better than the devil you don't, right? The devil they know is Hunter and Joseph Biden are compromised individuals. How can we use that to our advantage, right? I hope to God people understand this as we deep dive on this Thursday. I hope to God people understand that part of this is making your neighbor aware, and you might sound like the crazy person, but that's fine. As long as you let them know, as long as you're willing to have that conversation with your neighbor and let them be. If they want to believe it, great. If they don't, great. But then you don't have to also be the I told you so person. You let them wallow in their mire while you have paid attention, while you have done everything that you can do to help save a republic. That's what's at stake. It is demonic. Anybody who claims that a heartbeat can't be heard at 6 weeks and it's manufactured for what? For men to control women's bodies? This is insane. And by the way, she is absolutely a far-left socialist. Absolutely is. And she is close, well, actually further away now today than she was back when she ran the first time, by the way, Pat, in 2016. Or 2018, excuse me. I can't take it. I just can't. I refuse to believe that the American public is that naive and unaware of what's going on around them. If so, may I suggest that you are doing life wrong. If your life is so self-involved that you are unaware of the world that is around you, if you are unaware of what's happening in your children's lives, if you are so unaware of what is happening in your own neck of the woods, you're doing life wrong, because there's more to life than what is good for yourself. Service versus selfish. And we have to stop that.
That, and I think that there's still a lot of people out there like, no, I don't think they are naive per se. I think it comes down to, well, what can I do about it? There's nothing I can do about it. I'll let the next person take care of it.
There's lots you can do about it. It starts with your own life. But that being said, Pat, why don't we play the B or not the B, and then we got the two topics for the deep dive that we want to go into. Sound good to you?
Sounds good.
All right. Are you ready for that headline?
Hit me with it.
Where? How hard?
In your face. As hard as you can.
Ow. I think I broke a wisdom tooth, Pat.
Do you even still have your wisdom teeth?
I have 3 or 4, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm a healthy individual, Pat. Now, the headline today is, wife carefully selects perfect fall mums to kill. Wife carefully selects perfect fall mums to kill. And while you're thinking about that, folks, if you have real estate needs and you're in the state of Illinois or the city of Chicago, I would be glad to assist you. That's right, Andrew Coppins, real estate agent licensed here in the state of Illinois. And if you are not in the state of Illinois, if you're looking to sell, if you're wondering what's going on in the marketplace, if you've got questions, guess what? I have an amazing referral network. Come to me, let me know, and I will give you one of my most trusted partners across this country. People that I trust, that I know will do good and have the values, the principles, the scruples that you're looking for in a real estate agent. Because believe it or not, not everybody in the real estate industry has scruples, values, and principles. It is important to understand that. Just don't go with the Joe Schmo that Zillow gives you, the random draw, or the first person that you see. Talk, interview, understand who they are, what they believe in, how they operate. An easy way to do that is to find somebody that you trust in the industry and have them refer you. So I'd be happy to do that. Slide into the DMs at the Coppins Show. Thank you so very much. You can also go to closewithcoppins.com. Again, that's closewithcoppins.com. All right, Pat, ready? Do you need the headline?
No, I don't think so. I'm half tempted to go with not to be because I've actually seen this happen in real time. But this is the Babylon Bee.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure that my wife is the same kind of wife that would pick moms to kill because she doesn't take care of any flowers that she gets. But I'm also sure that this is the Babylon Bee.
Well, you are correct. We won $100 of Dominic Izzo's totally legit, non-Ponzi scheme NLM marketing money. According to sources, wives across the nation have begun their yearly autumn ritual in which they carefully select pots of autumn-colored mums they wish to take home and immediately kill. Fall is here! Yee! Said a spokeswife for the American Wives Union in an official statement. By the way, that's hilarious, the American Wives Union. Soon our front porches will be decked out with pots of red, yellow, and orange-colored mums we bought at a grocery store, which we live like 12 hours, which will live 12 hours and immediately wither and die before our very eyes, forcing us to go back to the store to buy more again and again until Christmas. I just love fall. Several thousand husbands groaned and rolled their eyes at the statement, but confirmed their hands were completely tied as their wives were just so stinking cute. I've had to take out a second mortgage on the house to pay for all of this, but look at my wife squealing and spinning in circles with her fall decor. It's so adorable. It's almost criminal, said one local husband. I can't say no to that. At publishing time, husband scientists are desperately working on technology that would make moms immortal so they can finally save some money. Is that you, Pat?
That is me. Hmm. So we bought a bunch of flowers and stuff for our flower beds late spring, early summer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife, I said, you're actually going to take care of them this year, right? You're going to water them, fertilize them, weed them, all that sort of stuff, right?
It's kind of like having a pet and a conversation with like a kid when you first bought a pet. I'm not going to take care of it. You need to.
Right. And did any of that happen? Because I told him, like, unless you're going to do that, we're not buying any.
Did she at least take it for walks? I don't have
time. What?
Did she at least take it for a walk?
Yeah, and she talked to it, too. Yeah. So we bought a bunch, and guess what happened?
Dead?
90% of them died.
Within 12 hours?
Within the first month.
That's not too shabby. That's not too shabby. Did she go and buy more?
No, but here's the thing. The only reason they survived as long as they did is because we have a sprinkler system that helped water them to some degree.
Gotcha.
But now, she didn't weed, and she didn't fertilize or anything like that either.
Now, we are definitely in fall. Yesterday was the first day of fall, by the way. And it was 85 degrees here in Chicago yesterday. Now, today's high is 60. So fall is definitely here. Yes, fall is here. All right. So, Pat, we had a few topics, and I'm sorry that we got sidetracked by Stacey Abrams and the insanity of, I don't understand how the American people can't understand this is demonic. Sorry about that sidetrack. But Vladimir Putin spoke in front of the Russian people in a primetime Russian address. Not Russian dressing. Russian address. Address to the people. He noted conscription for the reservist, which, by the way, if I know anything about the Russian military, that reservist unit, pretty sure that's the vast majority of the male population. Like, I think it's 18 to 35. So, ooh. Like, everybody is in the Russian reserves. That's my point. Like, every male from the 18 to 35 is some way, somehow in the reserves.
Oof.
And then he brought up nuclear weapons. Nuclear, as President George W. Bush would tell us. Nuclear.
Did he actually explicitly say nuclear weapons, though?
He didn't use the word. He just, how shall I put this? Strongly intimated that was what was going to be used if the escalations continued.
Well, to quote him, to those who allow themselves such statements regarding Russia, I want to remind you that our country also has various means of destruction, and for separate components and more modern than those of NATO countries. And when territorial integrity of our country is threatened, to protect Russia and our people, we will certainly use all means at our disposal.
Now, what you need to know in that statement is, what the hell does he mean by territorial integrity? Okay. Because what has happened over the past 3 weeks is, in the northeast of Ukraine, northeast of Ukraine, they've pushed the Russian military all the way back into the old school, like the actual border, pre-war border, if you will, right back into Russia. The Ukrainian troops are literally on that border, potentially could invade into Russia if they wanted to. That's how far. Now, they've also set up hotlines. They've done all this other stuff. But my question, I guess, let's just put it this way. For me, this story doesn't, I don't care. I feel bad that I don't care, but I don't. I don't care because he's proven to be a paper tiger so far for me.
Well, that was actually going to be my first question to you, because we talked a little bit about this off air last night, mm-hmm. and I brought up a bunch of questions about this story. One of which is, does this make Russia look weak or strong?
I think it makes it look weaker. I mean, I think just what's been going on the ground makes them look weak. I mean, the only real territory that they've gained is that stronghold in the rest of the Crimean region. Everything else they've already given back up. And we've already seen the weakness of the military, because there's literally a freaking hotline for Russian soldiers to surrender to the Ukrainian army. A hotline, a telephone number in which they can arrange their surrender. What's next? DM me on Tinder and you can surrender? You know what I mean? Like, what? And they're doing it by the hundreds of thousands, from what I understand, or tens of thousands, excuse me, from what I understand. And that's why this advancement, you know, pushing back Russia into Russia, has been able to be so successful, because the vast majority of the Russian troops have what? Realized they were sold a bill of goods. Like, what the hell are we fighting this for? Like, what is going on here? And that's why conscription is happening. Now, the only thing that really matters to me is that, what is he talking about by Russian and territorial integrity, right? Is he talking about a precept of, if you invade Crimea, we're going to go after you? Furthermore, I guess for me, the only thing that matters in this statement is the threat of nuclear or biological or chemical warfare. Will that actually happen? But I know that you've had some other questions, but for me, I don't necessarily care. I don't necessarily care, because this is the ravings of a madman whose own people have shown that they're willing to turn on them. For crying out loud, what's the guy's name? The guy who came up with the Russian nationalistic, he's the right-hand man of Putin. The guy who wrote the book. You know what I'm talking about. He wrote a book about the...
I don't know his name.
I'm going to blank on his name. But yeah. His daughter ended up dying in a car bomb.
Gosh, what was his... It was... it was like Alexander something.
Dugin. Alexander Dugin.
Alexander, yep. Dugin, yeah.
Right? They're willing to kill him, okay, inside Russia. That's how inconsequential or inconsequential anything Putin has to say. Because if he were to do this, I think the people inside Russia, what is he going to do, nuke his own people? If that's the case, then I would worry. I think it's much more likely, Pat, that his own people rise up against him before that happens. What say you?
I think it's possible. And I do think a lot of this is the ravings of a madman. However, we've seen madmen get into power before, and we've seen them exercise that power in history.
Again, I cannot emphasize this enough. If you are into podcasts on the history level, Real Dictators, check it out.
The thing is, Ukraine, for whatever reason, and we've talked about some of those potential reasons before. I won't go down that road again. But for whatever reason, Putin seems hell-bent on taking all of Ukraine. Right? So my question here is, given the situation, is Ukraine really worth it? If you're Vladimir Putin?
Yes. Because you have to remember how Vladimir Putin sees Russia. He sees Ukraine as Russian. He doesn't see it as a separate country. It's the same concept of like what's going on in Georgia or what's going on in some of the other former Soviet satellites, okay? He sees the world through the Soviet lens. That's he always has and always will, okay? So for him, of course it is. Of course it is. More importantly, it is a buttress against the West, because once you get to Poland, once you get to that border, right, you now right on the doorstep of the West. You now become vitally important. More importantly, you don't have to work internationally to get your gas, your natural gas, from Russia to the West.
But is it worth risking nuclear war and potentially
yes,
World War
for him, of course it is. Pat, again, he sees Ukraine as not Ukraine. He sees it as Russia.
He believes that this is a separatist country. He doesn't give a flying flip about whether or not nuclear war happens. He doesn't care about that. He cares about putting Russia back together. That's what he cares about. That is his ultimate aim. He doesn't give a rip how, when, where, why, what he has to give up to get it done. He would never, if he were worried about that, Pat, if he were worried about, well, what do I have to give up? Hundreds of thousands of Russians have died in this war. Okay? Hundreds of thousands. If the calculation were, well, what about my own people, or what about going to nuclear war, or what about this? He would never have done it in the first place, Pat. He doesn't care.
So then here's another question. Will the Russian oligarchs and even the Russian people allow him to go that far?
The Russian people are different than Russian oligarchs, okay? The Russian oligarchs are oligarchs because they're the people who are, you know, kind of pushing the buttons, if you will, right?
Right.
The only way that they're going to turn is if their spigots are turned off internationally. And they're not, right? You also have to remember that up until about maybe a month or a month and a half ago, the Russian economy wasn't suffering one bit. It was actually gaining strength. Okay? We had talked about this on the show. They made money. Okay? The Russian people were wealthier, by and large, about 4 or 5 months ago than they were pre-war. They have no reason. There's no reason the people were going through this uprising within Russia. Now there is, because the economic downturn that has happened in the rest of the world is now caught up to them. Okay? I'm just saying that the oligarchs, they're the ones who put him in place. Unless he does something directly to them. Not just hit him in the pocketbook. Unless something happens directly to these individuals, they're going to keep that going. Why? Because that is their economic meal ticket. Always has been.
So can anyone and will anyone stand up to Russia?
It's already happening, right? I mean, we're spending the equivalent of what we spent in Afghanistan, basically. Right now in Ukraine, we're just not dedicating troops. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're doing everything short of actual physical troops on the ground, and I'm guessing CIA, I'm guessing some special forces are there. That would be my guess. It's just we're there and wink, wink, nod, nod, don't get caught. I'm just simply saying this, Pat. We're already standing up, right? What further standing up needs to happen? They've already been largely pushed right back into their own borders, right?
Mm-hmm. That being said, I mean,
that's my question to you: is what is your definition of standing up? Then,
I guess my thing is, I mean, what is it going to take to end this war? Because if he's willing to go down the road of biological or even nuclear weapons, this war is far from over.
No, it'll be over the second he uses it.
Well, I'm just saying it. You're right. In the sense of Ukraine, it'll be over real fast. But for the rest of the world,
it'll be over real fast. If you were to launch any of that sort of stuff, the Americans will pound them into the Stone Age. Okay. I don't think you understand what we would do in response to that. I really don't. If anybody has a question as to what we would do if they started using biological or chemical weapons, for real, yeah, because the next step would be nuclear, and you can't allow for that to happen, okay? So America would step up with anything. And what are they going to do? They are going to they will turn Moscow into an absolute crater. With one, they'll throw an EMP up, and then they'll just Moab the crap out of Moscow, and it'll be over.
Do you trust this administration, though?
It
to do that?
Yes, because their self-interest would be what? Not going to nuclear war. Right? There's nobody wins, okay? Nobody wins in nuclear war. Nobody.
You're right. You're right.
So you prevent it. That would be the dumbest thing humanly possible, right? To allow that to have happened. That would be the dumbest thing that these people who want power and want to continue their power grabs through the spirit of the age. Now, maybe you could say the spirit of the age works and he's going to allow a nuclear weapon to be unleashed. Okay. If that's the case, then that's the last time the spirit of the age gets to work for a very long time. Right? Because here in America, the blame goes where? For whatever is left of America, by the way. Because they ain't launching those at Ukraine, by the way. That ain't where they're going to be launching them. Poland, Germany, America. That's where these suckers are being launched. Because they're going to believe that Poland, Germany, America, right? NATO. Look at Finland, Norway, Sweden. That's where those things are going to be launched. And the American people ain't going to like that happening under anybody's watch. You do not pass go. You do not collect $200. It would be the end of the Democratic Party. I'm dead serious about that. Or the Republican Party if it were happening under a Republican administration. Whomever holds that lever of power, if that ever happens, never sees the light of day again for whatever is left of America at that point in time. And with that, Pat, your final thoughts on today's show?
Don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. And if the spirit of the age ever had an ugly face, it would look an awful lot like Stacey Abrams.
Please be smart, be safe, be kind. As always, Matthew, 547, and do not forget, tomorrow this show will be solo with Mr. Pat Oney.